Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
I want to go now to protection. Proverbs chapter 3, the 11th and 12th verses. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects. Even as a father the son in whom he delights. How do you spell disciple? Open your phone up to your dictionary and look at it. Doesn't anybody in here know? What?
D-I-S-C-L-E, disciple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you spell discipline?
It's exactly the same
thing.
Yes, sir.
Now, in the 13th chapter of John, the night that changed heaven and earth, Jesus said in the 34th verse, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you.
Amen. Yeah.
By this, all shall know that you are my disciples. They were not apostles.
Right.
That world will know that you're my disciples by the way you love one another.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah.
That's right.
My dad, one of my heroes, I get talking about him, I miss him. But he disciplined me. Oh, yeah. And I came around to his way of thinking. Yeah. And I became his disciple. And I followed him just as close as I could. The way he did things and what he taught me. He taught me so many good things. I mean, just little things that this doesn't sound like a whole lot. But my dad loved to swim. I loved to swim. I mean, I jumped in a mud hole, man. I just would. And it's sometimes even out there in West Texas, you get a good rain, the bar dish would be running full of water. I'd say, Daddy, stop the car. I want to jump in that bar ditch. He'd say, now, Kenneth, don't you go jumping off in there. He said, take it easy now. You don't know what's under the water. So I'd take it easy and slop around down in that water. And little things. We went swimming together. I couldn't figure out how to dry my back. I still do it the same way. Take one corner of the town, take the other corner of the town. There you go. There you got it. The little things that my dad taught me. I became his disciple. And he and I were just the best of friends. Oh, man. But he corrected me.
Yes.
And he directed me.
Yes.
And he protected me.
Yes.
He taught me to keep my mouth shut during a sale. He said, Kenneth, Samson killed 1,000 men with the jawbone of a donkey. And 1,000 times that many more sailors have been killed by the same weapon. He was discipling me.
Yes, sir.
Years later, I was flying, the only time I ever heard the audible voice of God. Flying in late at night. And I heard this, coming to you from the revival capital of the world. I looked down at my audio panel to make sure. Now, some people on that audio panel on the low frequency, you can push it down and pick up radio stations. And that's what that sounded like. I fly professionally. And I looked down there and checked my audio panel, and it was right. And I thought, I know where the political capital of the world is. It's Washington, D.C. I know where the entertainment capital of the world is. It's Hollywood, California. I know where the country music capital of the world is. Nashville, Tennessee. Where is the revival capital? I don't know. Forget about it. I didn't think about it anymore. Then one of our board members called me. He said, Kenneth, there's a piece of property out here in Northwest Fort Worth I think you need to look at. All right. Well, we got out there, and it was an abandoned naval air station, World War II. Well, when I got out there, I recognized it because I knew, since I went to high school there, I knew it was out there, but I didn't pay attention to it. And so, just a barbed wire fence around the thing. And now, I'm talking about my dad discipling me.
Yeah.
And so, I held the fence up for Gloria to crawl through it, and I stepped over it. The moment both feet touched that, then I heard it in my spirit. This is the revival capital of the world, and you're going to build it. I thought, what with? So later, the Lord directed me to find out who owned it. There's a man by the name of Pewitt in the oil and gas business. He bought it out of the government, 1,520 acres. So we went to see him. He's a bachelor, never had married, big supporter of SMU. Strong Christian man. So the man that was with me, I said, now, just be quiet, and I'll do the talking. I said, just be quiet. So we walked in there and walked in his house. His niece let us in. And walked in there. I said, Mr. Pewitt, my name's Kenneth Copeland, and the property out at Eagle Mountain. Now, I prayed and found out what to say. I said, the Lord has need of that property. He had a real tick-tock clock, one of those old ones that you had to wind up. Man's worth $300 million, but you had to wind his clock up. And he'd sit there in his chair in that clock. He said, well, it's for sale. just sit there and sit there and sit there. You want to talk so bad? But I learned driving Oral Roberts to keep my mouth shut because Bob DeWeese threatened me if I didn't. Corrections.
Yes.
I said, sir, there's another thing you don't know. I don't have any money. Sat there and sat there. Well, you boys come back to see me. So we made an appointment and came back. I'm talking about the discipleship of my dad.
Yes. That's good.
To keep my mouth shut.
Yes. Yes. Yes, sir.
So we went back at the appointed time. He said, well, I'm going to see you boys through this thing. I said, Mr. Pewitt, another thing you ought to know. We don't borrow money. I don't think it's right to mortgage another man's property. And this property will belong to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Well, you boys come back to see me. Never smile. So he made an appointment, but this time he wanted to meet in a restaurant there in Glen Rose, Texas. And he wanted to bring somebody from the board. Well, a man that was on our board at that time was in the real estate business. So I got a hold of him and he came. He said, you got anything against rent? And I said, no. He said, I'm going to divide it into four equal parts. Now, all your rent will go to the fourth part. And when you can pay for a quarter, I'll deed it to you. There's no interest. And if God tells you to go somewhere else, all you need to do is give me 2 weeks' notice. Well, we didn't, of course, we're still there. But anyway, my dad, the apostle, so he turned around and he said, can you write that down just like I said it? Barry said, yes. And he said, just regular typewriter, just regular letter, piece of paper. Typed it out just like he said. He said, does that seem satisfactory to you? I said, yes, sir, it does. So he handed it back to him and he said, now write that same thing again. I want to be the first donor and take $1 million off of the prize. He still hadn't smiled. So Barry was rewriting his thing. And he said, now, Portland Cement has been after me to sell them gravel off of this property. I told them they need to talk to you. He's already... I told them they need to talk to you.
Yeah.
I said, well, you mean after I... after I pay for it. No, no, son. John, sell some gravel. I've given you the mineral rights.
Wow.
My dad trained me and taught me. If he hadn't, I would not have been able to stand that driving for Oral Roberts. But I kept remembering what he said. Keep your mouth shut. And we'd just be driving along. And he'd put something up in front of his face. And I don't think he's reading. He might have been. But just to keep his attention. We were in Oklahoma City. Kenneth, oh, I jumped. He said, people will always tell you you can't do it. But if you'll do these three things, you will be a success. Number one, find out the will of God. Number two, confer no longer with flesh and blood. Number three, get your job done at all cost. I couldn't wait to get somewhere and write it down. You find out the will of God first. You find and you seek God, not people. Now, when the Lord directed me to go on daily, the first thing I did is call him. And I said, and I told him what I think, and he said, Kenneth, let me tell you something about a daily. I thought, here it is. He said, it is so daily. I know it. That's the reason I didn't want to do it. I was his disciple. He disciplined me. He told me what worked and what didn't. And I followed it. And then I became a disciple of Kenneth E. Hagin. And I learned the word of faith. Not just faith. First, in watching Oral Roberts. And watch him talk about faith. And watch him work faith. And it struck me, he uses his faith like a mechanic uses a tool. He uses it on purpose. It's not just this slingshot, like you're just throwing mud at a wall and hope some of it sticks. And then I found out about this is the word of faith which we preach, that if anyone will say with his mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe that God has raised him from the dead, he shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Changed glory in my whole world. Praise God. Praise. Shall we just praise and worship the Lord? Would you just stand with me and let's praise and bless his name and thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we praise you and thank you tonight for the word of the living God. Father, thank you tonight. And anyone in the sound of my voice has never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is your time. This is it. Don't turn him away. Oh, but Brother Copeland, you don't know what I've done. No, but I know what Jesus did. And Jesus himself said, anyone that comes unto me, I will for no reason cast him out. No reason. I've preached in jails, prisons, and lots of places. But Jesus said, I was in prison and you visited me. Isn't that good?
Yeah.
So right now, just pray this with me. Oh God in heaven,
I believe with all my heart
that you raised Jesus from the dead.
Come into my heart.
Live on the inside of me.
Be my Lord and Savior.
I accept your word by faith.
I believe it.
I believe God raised you from the dead.
I believe you are the Lord Christ.
Fill me now
to overflowing
with your precious Holy Spirit.
Just like you did on the day of Pentecost.
And I fully expect
to speak
in a language I've never learned.
A prayer language,
a praise language
that's beyond my understanding.
I receive you, Jesus.
You're a gift.
For God so loved the world that he gave
his only begotten Son.
You're a gift to me.
And the Holy Spirit is a gift to the church.
I receive the gifts tonight.
So just take a deep breath.
And as you do, just know in yourself,
I'm receiving the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Just praise him. Praise him in the spirit.
The great apostle Paul said, what is it then?
I will pray with my understanding.
I will pray with my spirit.
I will sing with my understanding.
And I will pray with my spirit.
And he said, I speak in tongues more than you all.
To the church at Corinth.
Correction is a marvelous thing.
It's a precious thing.
Don't despise the correction.
And don't let the word chastisement throw you.
That's just an old English word for discipline.
But we're disciples.
We're eager to learn.
We're followers of the Lord Jesus Christ.
We are his disciples.
Join Kenneth Copeland at these upcoming KCM events. May 26th through 28th, join us for the first ever Knoxville Victory Campaign in Tennessee. June 9 through 11, don't miss the Fargo Victory Campaign in North Dakota. And August 1 through 6, come to the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. KCM events are free to attend. Go to kcm.org/events for more information, and we'll see you there.
I want to know what direction to take, what path to forge.
Where am I to go? What am I to do? Who should I have by my side?
Are my past decisions working for me? Is my mindset correct?
God has the answers to these questions, and He wants to tell you. Hearing Wisdom's Voice, audio series by Kenneth Copeland, will make it clear to you how to hear the voice of God's wisdom and rely on Him to guide you in every area of your life. Hearing the voice of the Spirit of Wisdom is what leads you to make adjustments and receive direction. As you're faced with repetitive everyday decisions like what to make for dinner, or huge decisions like where to live or who to marry, you need wisdom. You need to know what course to take and to know if your direction should change. Wisdom will point you to the right ways of thinking. It leads you to the right types of messages to take in your eyes and your ears. You need to know what is truth and right. You need the wisdom of God to guide you. Request your free CD series, Hearing Wisdom's Voice by Kenneth Copeland. Be led of the Spirit and let God's wisdom lead you into a place of peace in every situation, wherever you are and whatever is happening around you. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you are outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
For those of you who prayed with Brother Copeland today and received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have a new life in Christ Jesus. Every day going forward, you have covenant promises from God working on your behalf. To help you learn how to live by faith and activate those promises, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has some free resources to give you, and it's called the Salvation Package, and it includes a book called He Did It All for You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and two brochures to help you start reading and studying your Bible. Spend time in God's presence, in prayer, and in worship. Continue to get to know your God who loves you. To request your salvation package, go to kcm.org. Brother Copeland is coming to Knoxville, Tennessee. Be sure to join him for the Knoxville Victory Campaign, May 26th through 28th. This exciting event is being held at the Knoxville Convention Center. All of our KCM partners in that area, we want to see you there. Let's gather together in God's presence and hear the word preached. You've heard the Copelands say, one word from God can change your life forever. So come and receive as you build your faith to do what He has called you to do. For all the information and to register for this event, go to kcm.org. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Dwayne Munoz reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you received Jesus into your heart and made Him the Lord and Savior of your life, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to welcome you to the family of God. They have a gift for you called the Salvation Package to help you understand more about your new life in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/newlife.